The Philadelphia Police Department this week outfitted about 30 officers assigned in North Philly with body cameras. The approach has been praised by everyone from community leaders to President Barack Obama. But making cameras work is more than just a technical challenge, as WHYY's Bill Hangley reports.
Criminal justice analyst Lindsay Miller says there's no question that body cameras help keep police officers and citizens on their best behavior. But cameras raise challenges, too. For instance, the more video police have, the more video citizens want.
More and more people know these cameras exist, so more and more people are going to probably start requesting the videos. So what happens if an agency says, well, this is evidence, we can't release it, or what are the parameters in which they need to release the video? So those are some of the big challenges when it relates to privacy.
Miller recently analyzed camera programs for the United States Department of Justice. Her bottom line, police should plan carefully and implement gradually. Curtis Jones chairs City Council's Committee on Public Safety. He's glad Philadelphia is starting slowly with a 6-month limited launch of the cameras. He says that gives the city the time it needs to take a fresh look at the civilian panel responsible for handling citizen complaints, known as the Police Advisory Commission.
Nobody knows where to deposit a complaint. Nobody knows what their rights and responsibilities are. So there might be a new role for the Police Advisory Committee that is not a traditional role, to serve as a conduit to ferret out and say, this complaint needs to go here, and we'll track it.
Jones sponsored a city charter amendment 2 years ago that would have strengthened the commission, which has been criticized for its lack of subpoena power and its limited budget. The good government watchdog group, the Committee of 70, endorsed Jones's proposal, but so far, it hasn't gone anywhere. For WHYY News, I'm Bill Hangley.